Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 28th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and laist.com. Here's what's happening. We are still in a heat wave, but temperatures will be declining, beginning at the coast. The National Weather Service's excessive heat warning continues today for L.A. County coastal valleys, inland Orange County, the valleys of San Bernardino and Riverside counties, and the Coachella Valley, but it is set to finally end at 8 o'clock tonight. Meantime, there is a slight chance for showers and thunderstorms across the mountains, high desert, and eastern portions of the inland valleys. You can expect greater cooling tomorrow, and that will continue through the weekend. A coalition of Angelenos rallied yesterday outside the Department of Water and Power, demanding an end to utility shutoffs for non-payment. KPCC's Aaron Stone has more.
Fight, fight, fight!
Power is a human right!
Amid historic rising temperatures, ralliers say affordable utilities should be considered a human right. Gloria Medina is the director of South LA social justice group SCOPE.
We're talking about a human right. Being able to power your home, take care of your children, take care of the seniors in your home, being able to keep medication refrigerated.
Medina says many struggle to pay their bills since the pandemic moratorium on utility shutoffs ended in March. LADWP forgave the debt of 280,000 Angelenos earlier this year. The agency is considering stopping shutoffs during extreme weather. LA could see days over 95 degrees triple by mid-century if global emissions aren't significantly cut. Covering the climate emergency, I'm Aaron Stone.
Los Angeles Unified School Board members have voted to ensure every one of the district's campuses will be at least 30% green space by the year 2035. Right now, just one in seven LA Unified schools meets that benchmark, and paved surfaces are the norm on the vast majority of campuses. LAUSD Board President Kelly Gonez authorized the resolution. She says all that asphalt is both a long-term climate risk and an immediate safety hazard.
Many students all across the district are exposed to high temperatures where they must play and recreate on asphalt-laden playgrounds with little to no shade cover in sight and are forced to rely on limited shade structures at our schools during recess or lunch for relief.
The resolution that the board approved calls for LAUSD officials to develop an implementation plan by February. Some environmental groups urge the district to take further steps, pointing out that not all natural spaces bring shade, which they say is desperately needed. Tenants in many parts of Los Angeles County who fall behind on rent may soon get more time before getting evicted. KPCC's David Wagner has details from yesterday's vote by the County Board of Supervisors.
During the pandemic, LA County has given tenants hurt by COVID protections from eviction, but those provisions have been temporary. Now, the county's Board of Supervisors has voted to advance permanent protections in unincorporated areas for tenants who fall short on rent. It still needs a final vote, but the plan would ban evictions until renters fall behind by about 1 month's rent. Inner City Law Center public policy advocate Sasha Herndon says normally tenants can face eviction if they're just a few days late. This proposal, he says, would be different.
It allows for tenants who experience a small disruption in income to be able to get back on their feet and make that rent payment to their landlord without fear of becoming homeless.
Landlord groups oppose the idea, saying they need to be able to evict when tenants fail to pay. Covering housing, I'm David Wagner.
Nearly three dozen formerly unhoused older adults in South Los Angeles are calling the Chesterfield home. The new permanent supportive housing facility opened yesterday near 46th and Normandy. It's using funding from Proposition HHH, which provides money to develop supportive housing for people experiencing homelessness across the city of L.A. Lawrence Wenk has moved in after spending nearly a decade in shelters, cars, and encampments.
Everything is temporary when you're homeless. The community is temporary, resources are temporary, and to be able to have a home and address, this is the first time I've had a real address. in 10 years.
Rebecca Louie is with Wakefield Housing, the affordable housing developer behind the Chesterfield facility. She says older adults are the fastest growing population of people experiencing homelessness.
Seniors are just an extraordinary vulnerable population. So many of them are living on fixed incomes. They're one rent increase, one medical bill, really anything away from experiencing homelessness.
Louie says Wakeland is in the process of opening three more affordable housing sites over the next year in Los Angeles, including one for older adults in Mid-City. The other two sites will be in East Hollywood and in Pico Union. COVID numbers have improved over the summer months like they have the past 2 years, but health officials say this could change as we enter the winter season. Early signs are cropping up in Europe, where cases rose by more than 10% in recent weeks, with the highest numbers in Belgium and Denmark. Dr. Peter Chin Hong is an infectious disease expert up at UC San Francisco, and he's been watching those trends.
I always look at Europe and what's happening in Europe as a bellwether for what might happen in the U.S., and it doesn't mean that I'm scared or I'm crying wolf or walling myself off, but it's just that I want to be flexible and kind of know what's going to happen potentially.
Dr. Chin Hong, one of the COVID experts you hear regularly on KPCC's Air Talk program. LA County health officials say masking orders are not off the table if the number of COVID patients overwhelms hospitals again. It's the last day of the heat wave. High temperatures will be in the mid-80s to low 90s from the beaches into downtown Los Angeles, 96 to 106 in the San Fernando Valley, in the San Gabriel Valley, 96 to 101, and as warm as 101 degrees in the Antelope Valley. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley, inviting you to read more news at laist.com and listen live anytime at kpcc.org or on the KPCC app.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.